Let's lift our voices, lift our praises to the Lord this morning. Thank you, Lord. I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah. Abby's going to go first. Step on in, face this way, sit all the way down. I can take those. Kitty's got them for you, all right? This is Miss Abby, rededicated salvation during Heaven's Gates, Hell's Flames. And we are so thankful for Abby. She's plugged into our youth group now. And it's a blessing to see our young people serving the Lord and excited about serving the Lord and excited about being in here worshiping with us, lifting up the name of Jesus. So Abby, because of your profession of faith in Jesus as your Savior, is that correct? He is your Savior. And we're celebrating that today. We're going to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Callie Jo. Come on in. It's Callie Jo, also in our modified youth group, and just impressed and love to see the growth that God's doing in you over the course of your life and how excited you are about Him. Are you nervous right now? She's usually really smiley and bubbly, and she's just like, get it over with, Rick. It is all good. I'm so proud of you. And you've made Jesus as your Savior, correct? And because of that, I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Come on in, Lindsay. Don't fall. Miss Lindsay, part of our OC Kids group, came through the baptism class last week. And I don't know Lindsay too well, but I do know that she loves Jesus and she's accepted him as her Savior. So Lindsay, because of that, you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, correct? I will baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Come on in, Caleb. Caleb's also in modified youth group. This is great. You excited? Yes, he says. We're excited for you as a church that you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, correct?
Yes.
I'm proud of you. It's glad to see you in the youth group. Glad to see the joy on your face. This is a happy kid right here. He's always got a smile on his face too, and I'm excited about what God's going to do in your life. All right, and that you're professing that to everybody here. Amen. I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Mr. Duck Austin. Woo! Love you, brother. Duck called me a couple weeks ago and said he rededicated his life to the Lord back in 2003. And he asked me, is it okay if I get baptized? Because I never did that after I came back to the Lord to let everybody know that I'm making that declaration. And I said, absolutely, Duck. Hey, absolutely. So because you profess your faith in Jesus Christ, Duck, I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen. Let's celebrate them this morning and what God's doing in their lives and the lives of our church. You guys can step down on that first step, and our church people are going to come through here and love on you as we continue to worship this morning. I'm going to turn it back over to Carlin and the praise team.
Sing a little louder.
Oh, sing a little louder.
While we're at it, let's give some great big praises to the Lord, okay? We're going to do it four times. We're going to do it on five. Ready? We're going to do some hallelujahs. Ready? One, two, three, four. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Break every chain.
celebration in this place today. Amen. Amen. We've been set free. Thank you, Lord. Go on and speak against my borrowed innocence. The judge is my defense. I'm going free. Right when the gavel fell, I heard the freedom bell ring through the heart of hell. I'm going free. I'm going free. Yeah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. You threw my shackles in the sea. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Jesus is my liberty. I'm
excited? You can hold off on my title. I'm trying to decide if I'm going there. Oh, goodness. What a morning. What a morning. What a morning. So thankful. That's probably one of the most satisfying things as a pastor. You know, one of them is when people come to realize that Jesus loves them and they accept him as their Savior. As their Savior. Another thing is baptizing people. Because in my mind, as I see them go under, that's the old life. And as I see them come up, it's the new life in Christ. And it gets me every time. It's exciting. Like all that junk's going down with you. And then just like in Christ's resurrection, we're coming up new, a new creation in him. And it's so awesome. I love it. Love it. I love how the Holy Spirit draws us to Jesus. And this morning, if you're in here, you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Whatever's stirring inside of you right now is the Holy Spirit drawing you to relationship with Jesus. The happiness and the joy and excitement, and which I love. that's drawing you to Jesus. That's letting you know, man, this is real. What these people clapping and shouting and whistling and all cheering and worshiping the Lord, that's real. And I pray if you're in here this morning and you don't know the Lord, you want that for yourself today. And whatever you're experiencing from the people around you, I hope it's encouraging to you. I pray it's encouraging to you. And the reason that's happening in the people around you is because they have a love for Jesus and they know what he's done in their life. That he took them from a place of sin and sorrow and despair, and he raised them up and he set their feet on solid ground, and now they're serving him and they're walking through life with the king of the world, the king of the universe, walking right next to them now, and they can face anything that comes at them because they're confident in who God is. Whew. As I walk around this morning, watch me. Lucas Loker, where are you at? I got to take care of some business. If you remember a while back, Lucas ate a banana, or he wanted the real banana. Wednesday night in youth group, he won a game we were playing, and I said, "What would you like for your prize?" And he said, "Three bananas."
Thank you.
There you go. He could have said $20. He could have said $100. I would have told him no, but he said three bananas, so there you go. I said, "You want him overripe, underripe? I want to make sure he's happy." He said, "Just right." I said, "Okay, I'll find him." So we'll pick those up Friday, and good job, Lucas. But our young people, let me jump on this for a second. A lot of parents in here, probably grandparents in here. And we've been talking about the Holy Spirit. Still not going to go there yet, Becky. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit, and we've been talking about how he's in us, he's with us. Today, I'll just wait, still going. But we have the power of the Holy Spirit as believers in us. We have a supernatural power, and the Holy Spirit enables us to do things that we cannot do on our own. I've told you guys every time I get up here, inside I'm going like this. And up here I'm going. But the Holy Spirit enables me and all my shortcomings that I feel I have as a human being are wiped away by the power of the Holy Spirit. So everywhere, like in ministry, where you think you can't, God can. So quit listening to what the enemy says. I can't do this. I can't serve here. You can't do it on your own. You need the Holy Spirit inside of you to enable you, to empower you to do the things that God's called you to do. We need the Holy Spirit as a church. You know, from people that in the membership group, a couple weeks you're going to see 13 new members of the church come up here. So that's exciting. I say that, they still have to decide if they want to be next week, but that's how many in the class anyway. Let me clarify that. So, but what they talked about as we got to know each other a little bit was how alive this church is. That's not because of me, that's not because of Bear, that's not because of my mom and dad being here, which is great. It's because the Holy Spirit resides in this place, resides in us, and we bring him with us into this place and we're excited about what he's doing. Okay? Now, back to the kids. We have OC Kids, which is birth to fifth grade, and all of our volunteers back there pouring into them every week, which is the only time they get to. Understand that, parents and grandparents. It's the only time we get your kids is on Sundays and Wednesdays for about an hour and a half. We are coming alongside you to help you with your kids. We are not the ones to disciple your kids. We help with it. That's on you. Now, I'm not going to call parents out because that'd be stupid. But in my 5 years of youth ministry, because I've done a little bit of both, a lot of kids tell me they get no Jesus at home. And they attend here. And their parents attend here. That's a problem. I'm being your pastor, not your buddy right now. Disciple your kids at home. Pour into your kids at home. Invest in the lives of your kids at home biblically. You're not, it's okay to be buddies with them, I guess, but that's not your number one thing, is to be friends with your best friends with your kid. You are to make sure that you are instilling the godly values that you have instilled in you into your children. Train them up in the way that they should go. When they're older, they won't depart from it. That's you. Parents, grandparents, that's you. Now, I don't know about you guys, but for me personally, in my walk with the Lord, I want everything that God has for me. I want it all. Some people are satisfied with, Rick, I'm saved. I sit in this church every week, and that's all I want. Perfectly fine. For you. Not for me. I'm not knocking it. If you don't want any more of the power and authority and everything that God has for you, that's fine. Kinda. You know, one of our teens a few years ago said, why would we not want everything that God has for us? I said, exactly. Exactly. You want it all. You want to walk in the power and authority of the Holy Spirit. You want to be able to discern things when you walk in a room. You want to be able to give a word of knowledge to somebody that needs it in their time of need. You want to be able to speak life into people because the Holy Spirit is bold and courageous inside of you. You want to be able to do that. Your kids want to be able to do that. You may not understand that yet or know that, but your kids want everything that God has for them. And some of you say, well, they're too little. And no, they're not. Oh, they're just teenagers. They're just mixed up in a lot. No, they're not. They are a child of God. If they've made that confession of faith with their mouth and believed it in their heart, they are saved. Amen. Now train them up in the ways of the Lord. I don't even know where all this is coming from, but they're so important. It's so crucial for Orchardville Church, for the body of Christ, and for the future of this church that you give everything that you have inside of you, that is God, to your kids. To your family. If you aren't filled up with the things of God and you're not pouring that into your kids, what's a nice way to put this? You're letting them miss out on what God has for them. Now, again, Orchardville Church believes in everything that God has for us. Okay? We are non-denominational. Everybody's welcome here. But I'm telling you, we believe the whole gospel of Christ. The whole Bible. We believe in the power and the authority that's available. We believe in hospitality. We believe in our spiritual gifts. We believe in all of it. And you have a choice in this non-denominational church to participate in that and want that and hunger after it in your life or not. He won't force himself on you, and I'm not going to force it on you either. Okay? So, you know, prophecy, healing, word of knowledge, all speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, all of that is available to us as believers. That's biblical. It's there. All of it. You say, no, Rick, you're getting a little crazy. It's all in the Word. So call God crazy. It's there. Now, whether you want to believe it and operate in it, again, that's up to you. I believe it all. I believe it all, and I want everything that God has for me. I want your kids to operate in everything that God has for them. I would think you would too. That's just me, okay? All right, where am I going with this? Parents, grandparents, please, 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 please disciple your children. Please. Please be pouring God into them, because the world is pouring so much more into them right now. Everywhere you turn, every show you put on, every song you hear that's secular is pouring evil down their throats and into their minds. Every bit of the world. And that's constant. That's constantly happening. So that means that much more we need to combat that with the Word of God in their life. Not to shield them or protect them. They're going to go through things. They're going to experience things in life. But for them to be able to, when that comes up, like, this is what the world's saying, Mom and Dad, that this is what I should do. I should be a furry. Or I should do this, or I should do that. And it's okay to like boys and boys and girls. And no. Stand on the Word of God in your homes and let them know what the Bible says. We do love everyone. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you need to understand the truth, and then you need to pour that into your kids by the power of the Holy Spirit inside of you. Be guided by Him. The Holy Spirit is not going to tell you, hey, your kid got saved. You can just sit back and relax until they're out of the house now. Because every day they're being attacked. Every day the enemy's putting things in front of them. And every day we have an opportunity to say, son or daughter, let me show you what the Scripture says. Son or daughter, let me teach you how to pray. Son or daughter, let me show you what God has for you. Son or daughter, let me show you how to witness, how to evangelize to people in your circle. And I'm afraid as I say that, myself included, that we're not doing a very good job of that as parents and grandparents, as family members. We're satisfied with them being saved, and we don't want to train them up in the ways of the Lord. We want the church to do it. And I love doing it. But an hour with me, hour and a half with me, or with their OC kids, pastors and teachers and leaders back there, that's not going to cut it. Because just as many as you see sitting in here right now, just as many get up and walk away and don't ever come back. So as a parent, I still have no idea where I'm going. I'm just listening to the Lord. As a parent, I've got a bucket. Now, I was going to have a bunch of people come up here and help me. In the old days, bucket brigades, westerns and stuff like that, you'd see them get next to a creek and they're trying to put out a fire on a building. So there's a bunch of them lined up and they're handing the bucket on and on and on down the line. Ideally, you want to start with a full bucket because you're trying to put out a fire at the other end. If you slosh this around too much, by the time you get to the end of that line, you're going to lose the building. Because you didn't have a full bucket. And again, some people, when you come in here, you're satisfied with showing up at church, and I appreciate you being here. That's all you want. That's it. That's good enough for me, Rick. You're getting into this Holy Spirit stuff, and you're getting into this power and authority that we should walk in. You're getting into these gifts. You're getting into how we should be evangelizing and sharing with people. But I'm good. I'm good. I contribute, and I'm here, and I thank you for that. I want more. Maybe you're half full. What does this look like? You know, I'm saved. I'm coming to church. Sometimes I'm on fire for God. Sometimes I'm not. Might be called lukewarm in the Scripture, but I don't know. But we're okay with that. We're okay with maybe having one foot in the world and one foot in the church. And we don't want to be totally full of God because everybody's going to think I'm weird. Everybody's going to think I'm a Jesus freak. That's okay. I've been called some weird things, and I love it. It means I'm peculiar, I'm set apart, I'm different because of the Holy Spirit living inside of us. So that's not going to quite cut it either for my family. I want the whole thing. This could get messy. How good are these, Karen and Angie? I want it all. Again, I want everything that God has for me and my family. When I go to pour into my other kid, my kids, my family members, my friends, I want to do it from a full bucket. I got to be careful. You know, as they're fighting that fire and handing the bucket down and sloshing all the water out, by the time it gets to the end, you actually lose it. Like I talked about, you lose the building. You got to be full. You got to be full to be able to pour into other people. You got to want to be full of everything that God has for you, full of the boldness of the Holy Spirit, full of the courage of the Holy Spirit. And as I go to pour into Brylin and Sarah and my family and friends, I'm pouring from a full bucket. And I want to make sure they're receiving from a full bucket. Because if it's not, they're missing out on some things. It crossed my mind. It's so important for us to pour from a full bucket. So important. If you're just satisfied with being here and that's good enough for you, then I don't see how you can pour from a full bucket. I'm not judging. But I want my bucket full. You know what? Every day of my week, and I know weeks are tough and days are hard, every day of my week I should be doing this with my full bucket for other people. Every day. Everything God's filled me up with should come out throughout my day. And then what? That's easy, Rick. Just leave it. I need to be filled every day. So I go back to the Lord that night, that next morning, and I pray and I spend time with him. And you know what? He fills me up again. And then I'm ready the next day. Hello, people at Walmart. Hello, people in the drive-thru. Hello, people in my church. Every day, you want to pour from a full bucket. This church wants to pour from a full bucket as people come in the doors. I want people to understand the power of God, the fullness of God, what their giftings are in God. You know, things poured into me are different than things poured into Frank Taylor. Things poured into me are different than Mike Reed. But we're all working together. We're all filled up with what God's put inside of us to work together as a unit, in unity. What happened in the upper room in unity? The Spirit of God fell on that place. And they were never the same. And they were continually filled with the Spirit so they could do the work of the Lord. The things that God was asking them to do, they could go out and share the gospel daily. We have a responsibility. I'm just going to share one scripture here to our kids and our family. Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give to you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Impress them on your children. I'm going to save what I was going to kind of talk about till a couple weeks from now, because I just felt led to go in this direction by the Holy Spirit. But next week, we're going to have OC Kids and Modified Youth Sunday combined. They're going to come together as one, and we're going to worship together with you as a church body, all of you, all of the adults, the kids, OC Kids, all together next Sunday. And what's so important is that we are impressing on them the things that God's impressed on our hearts. And parents, you know, some of you probably were thankful that I didn't say, please don't say my name as one of those parents, but you'd be surprised. And I'm not doing it to condone you. I'm just telling you that your kids want to learn about God. They do. They want to learn about him. They want to know about him. And you are that vessel that pours into them every single day. You are that person, parent, grandparent, friends, aunts, uncles. You are those people. Please, please, please take that very seriously. Fill up every day on the things of God. Spend time with the Lord so that you can pour that into your kids and your family members. And again, the Holy Spirit, he's not someone to be afraid of. We need him to complete what God's called us to do. We need him. We need to let him move in our lives and in our hearts and our minds. We need it. It's a necessity. You know, the ones that struggle sometimes in life, and again, I know everybody does, but when you're struggling, the first thing I'll ask people, your life's just going, and I ask the teens this all the time, your life's going downhill and you're just having a really rough go of it. I ask them, have you been in your word? And the answer is usually no. I'll ask them, have you been praying and talking to God? The answer is also no. No, I'm not a genius by any means. You guys know that. But if I'm struggling, I'm hurting, and I'm really going through some stuff, and I'm not talking to God, and I'm not reading his word to find out what he wants to pour into me to get through that situation, yeah, I'm going to struggle. And some of you say, well, I do read my word and I do pray and I still struggle. Yeah, but there's a difference. Now you've invited God into that situation to walk alongside with you. Not on your own. Not doing something by yourself. He's there in the midst of it because you're talking to him. And he always hears our prayers. You guys will stand this morning and our praise team will come back up. When we were saved, all of us, when we were saved, the Holy Spirit came into our lives, lives in us, is a part of us now. And it serves, the Holy Spirit in you serves as Jesus' ownership of you. I've surrendered my life to you, Jesus. Your Holy Spirit now controls me and leads me and directs me. And as you have the Holy Spirit in you, you're experiencing part of what he wants to do in your life. He wants to lead you, he wants to guide you, he wants to direct you, but he also wants to empower you in things. And he wants to give you gifts and use you in supernatural ways that there is no way that you can do on your own. So this morning, as they play and we sing, as always, the altars are open for anybody that doesn't know Jesus as your Savior. Just a quick summary of that. If you don't know, this is your first time ever being in a church. Our world is a broken place. It's a mess. And as you're born into that mess. You have no choice. You live in a fallen world, a broken world. It's not the way God intended it, but man messed it up. Without a plan, we would all be destined for hell, a place of torment, a place that's real, that your thirst is never going to be quenched. You're always going to be in pain and suffering. You're going to feel that all the time. But God made a way for us not to have to experience that. God made a way by sending his son, his one and only son, Jesus, to die for you in your sins, to take everything that you've messed up in life, nail it to the cross and be wiped away. Be forgiven. And when you accept Jesus into your life, there's a process called sanctification that starts to turn your heart to the things of God. He starts to clean you up. It doesn't happen just overnight, like, woo, everything's good. You start to study the word, you start to pray, God starts changing you. The Holy Spirit inside you changes you to do things and say things that glorify him. And with that relationship with Jesus, where God made a way for us to accept Christ as our Savior, you know, Jesus died on the cross, but 3 days he rose again. And without the resurrection, we have no faith to stand on. But Jesus defeated death, hell, and the grave. And now he's at the right hand of God, interceding on our behalf. And he left us the Holy Spirit to help us each day. And you can have a relationship with Jesus this morning. you can experience this love that God has for us, this agape love. It's like nothing else on this earth. So I'm going to pray for salvations. If you want to rededicate your life to come back to Jesus, come back to Jesus. Make him the Lord of your life again. And I'm also going to pray for people that just want more. God, my bucket's half empty. It's barely got anything in it. I want more. I want everything that you have for me, God. So Holy Spirit, I want everything that you want to pour into me. I'm going to pray for that too. If you just come up here and you say, I just want more. I want a fresh touch of God. I'm going to pray for you to receive that this morning. So let's worship together. Let's pray. Let's let God move in this place. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for who you are. And right now, Father, we just invite your presence, your Holy Spirit, to move amongst this place. Father, if people feel a need to pray with somebody in here, Father, that they're bold and courageous and they just go talk to them. Lord, if they just want to speak life into somebody in this building right now, let them be bold and courageous and speak life into people in the sanctuary. And God, if there's anybody that needs you right now and they need salvation, I pray they come and they come to know Jesus, your Son, as their Savior. And Lord, those that just want more, I just want more. I'm kind of numb and I want to feel God in my life again. I want to know the Holy Spirit real again. I'll pray for you as well, Lord. We just lift them up right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name 'cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing, that circumstances would change.
anybody in here this morning, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, and you know He's tugging on your heart. You know He's moving on your heart right now to accept Him as your Savior. If you're struggling just to get out of the seat on your own, grab the hand of somebody next to you. I promise you, they will go, they will come with you. You've walked away from the Lord. You need to rededicate your life to Him. Stop running. Stop running from Him. Stop running the opposite direction of everything that God has for you. Whatever it is, it's not worth missing out on God and the blessings that He has for your life. If you want a fresh touch, just a fresh touch on your life, you want more of God, please come as I continue to sing.
Let the King of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, He is my song. Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, He is my song. Yes, You are.
lives rededicated back to the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. I love when God's moving, God's tugging on people's hearts. Again, it's real, it's genuine. He wants to do things in your heart, in your life. And that's evidence of it right there, that some that had strayed away want to come home, want to be welcomed home, and without questions. That's the great thing about God. He doesn't question, like, Rick, why did you do all that stuff? He just says, boom, I love you. Welcome home. So church, come alongside them. Encourage them right over there in that row right there. Encourage them in the Lord. Love on them. Let them know you're here for them. Appreciate everyone being here this morning. Tell some people about Jesus without fear of rejection. It's just a no. It's just a no. Move on to the next one and tell them about Jesus. Because when we see people come to Christ, we see people baptized. That's exciting. And that's what it's all about. People knowing Jesus as their Savior and being excited about it and passionate about it. Whew. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise again. And family members, parents, grandparents, talking to myself, please invest in your kids. Invest in them. Take the time, even if they're not too keen to the idea. Sit down and talk Bible together. Do some devotions together. Pray together. It speaks volumes to your kids. Even though they may not say it, they watch your example. They watch your example. And something that I've learned is, you know, losing Jackson, he watched my example. He watched my example. The good and the bad, he watched my example. Pour into your kids from a full bucket every day. I know they get on your nerves some days. Amen, Brylan. But pour into them every single day. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Whew. Sign up for stuff at the Welcome Desk. Get involved. Be a part of what's going on. God bless. Have a great week. You're not dismissed. You are sent.